Cristanti. First of all, I'd like to ask you about the campaign that you'll be launching on Friday, 22nd of April, called Fathers. Could you tell us a little bit about the campaign and what do you hope to achieve?
Well, one of the things that we've noticed in Headspace over the last 10 years is that we see a larger percentage of young women come into our centres than we do men. So 38% of people we see are young men. And we really wanted to have a campaign that specifically targeted the needs of young men, because we know that the suicide rates are higher in young men, and men, like women, have experienced mental health problems. But for some reason, they don't talk about their problems in the same way that women do, and they don't seek help in the same way that women do. So we talked to young people and we talked to families, and we decided to work on a campaign that particularly engaged fathers and the relationship between fathers and sons as a way of kicking off a conversation about your mental health.
How does the campaign encourage the fathers to open up the conversation with their sons?
Well, it gets the fathers to start thinking about, often fathers relegate this responsibility to the women in the family. So the women are generally responsible for the social and emotional well-being of the children, and fathers are, you know, have other responsibilities. But it's clear that fathers can play a role. I mean, we can all play a role in detecting children in distress. And so we try to encourage fathers to create a culture, I guess, within the family that's open and inclusive and encourages discussion around mental health issues. And reminds fathers, I guess, of their, not necessarily their obligations, but the opportunities in having this conversation.
So from research, what is preventing young males in particular from seeking help or talking about their mental health issues?
Well, I think this is true globally. I think men have enormous problems talking about things that aren't that concrete and a bit nebulous. And so mental health issues are not that obvious. And there is this thing about men having to be strong and not show weakness. And, you know, I've seen it in my own children as they've been socialised over the years, particularly my sons, have started being very open about this. And as soon as he hits school, things start to change. And there is a particular expectation about crying, about being emotionally vulnerable, etc. And I think as a society, we impose that on our children, and I think we also have had that imposed on us as adults. So we perpetuate the distance, the emotional distance of men, and what we're trying to do is encourage men to have the conversation. I think there was a really good example over the weekend on the mining disaster, the Beaconsfield disaster, where both people coped very differently with the trauma of the disaster, and one sought help and the other didn't. And the impact on the family was fairly tremendous. And I think we need to have a conversation with men in our community about being emotionally available and having these conversations and opening up, because it does make a difference. It is the healthy option to open up.
Sure. Now, I know the campaign is mainly to encourage fathers to speak to their sons, but how does Headspace in general assist young men who perhaps don't have fathers in their lives, which could be a major contributing factor to many young men's mental health issues?
That is a very good question. And I guess while we're using the father as a symbol, what we're encouraging the community to do, what we're encouraging all men to do, is have this conversation. Because we don't want to experience this for the next three generations. We actually want to get to the point, as we have in a lot of other areas of health, we want to get to the point where we can actually communicate about these problems. The prevalence, it would appear, is increasing. And, you know, society is much more complex and we are much more disconnected. And so what we hope to achieve through this is that people actually connect better with each other, and people can start to identify that this is something they should look out for, that the mental health, the social and emotional well-being of their children and others, in fact, not just children and others, is important. And it's important to think about that and support people through these problems.
So where can people get more help or information about this campaign and Headspace services in general?
The best place to go to is the Headspace website, which is headspace.org.au. And if people need, we have 100, about 89 centres scattered around the country. We're growing to 100. But we also have an online counselling service that people can access called eHeadspace. and the website for that is eheadspace.org.au.
Well, Chris Dante, CEO of Headspace, thank you so much for your time and for joining us here at SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.